Well, Jimmy must be so proud of that performance after all that's gone on in the last few weeks.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. You know, not just last few weeks, it's last few months, innit? You know, since when we never got played and Tom Barkhuizen left the club and all the other things that have gone with it. But obviously the last week's been the most concerning. There doesn't seem to be much light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm proud of everyone associated with the club. It's one of them days again, you know, like the fans paying me fine, like being captain at Wembley, like going to the likes of Blackpool and Wolves and Preston, you know, in the cup competitions and winning and just being proud of everyone concerned. And that's exactly the same as it's been today. All the goodwill messages on the way over, the fans' reaction when we stepped off the coach and they've all gathered at the players' entrance to sing our names and clap us in, the way they were before the game. I got the players to go over and appreciate, you know, give a good clap to them and got right. And amongst it, it was obviously kicker out day today, so they all had the yellow T-shirts on, so they've signed them and they've flown them in. And it just was one of them, really, really proud. And I think the players, the backroom staff, everyone who's played the part today on the field can be really, really proud of their efforts, because to come here today against the best side in the league, you know, and turn a performance like that and get a point, it wasn't as if we nicked it neither. You know, we did take the lead, we did have other opportunities. But, you know, if you would have said before the game, take a point from Doncaster away, I would have snapped your hand off, because it sets it up now. We stay unbeaten, we're four unbeaten. We go now to Leighton Orient and hopefully we can back that up. And in the meantime, we take every day as it comes, hopefully more stuff will be resolved or whatever off the field with regards to the ownership, with regards to the players, the backroom staff, the staff that back at the Globe Arena getting paid. And we can all, you know, try and get on with the job on hand, and that's about doing what's right for the football club. It's been a long time since we've been playing. We had good momentum, we were three unbeaten, and then obviously fair play to Atkinson, did great in the FA Cup and they went to Middlesbrough and unfortunately they couldn't get to the next round, and we went to Leighton Orient and the game gets called off 11 o'clock on the day. So it's been a long time without playing, even more so for me because I haven't been able to be on the touchline as well, so that felt a bit strange again today being back in the dugout. But now, right across the board, everyone associated with the club should be really, really proud of their efforts. The fans that have travelled over are superb. Obviously, there's fans back at home who'll be listening into yourself and the player and what have you. And I'm sure they're all proud of everything that's been done today. And as me, as manager, I certainly am as well.
The game itself, a great goal from Peter Murphy. It came just after Michael Rowles thought he'd scored, but I think it must have just touched the Morecambe players offside.
Well, again, we'll have to have a look at it. Yeah, Murph's took it well, swung himself off his feet with his first effort, but it bobbled up nicely for him. And only speaking to him today about him being due a goal again, you know. So that was great to take the lead. We had one or two opportunities. We hit them on a counter-attack two or three times. You just couldn't get that right pass from the middle into the final third, even in the second half. As I say, I think the referee's done all right today until the last 20 minutes or so. And I think, again, all hands to the pump at the end to look after our points. But we should have been playing against 10 men, in my opinion. You know, Kevin Ellison's rolled the centre half. He's 40, 50 yards from goal, but he's got a clear run on the goal, and it looks like the lads brought him down from where we were. And that could have been, you know, playing against 10 men, and then suddenly you've got a chance of winning it, never mind hanging on to it. So, you know, again, one of those things that we'll look over, but I'm not going to mention anything like that today, because today's about Peter Murphy scoring a goal as a team, everyone giving it their all, the feel-good factor amongst the fans, the feel-good factor amongst the players in the dressing room, you know, off the back of what's been going on over late. Everyone can be absolutely proud of themselves, and I am made up the way it's gone today, because if we would have lost it there at the end, it would have been an absolute kick where it hurts. And to come out with a point, fantastic. And now we move on to Tuesday, and hopefully we can stay five unbeaten and maybe turn the one into three.